Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
So much is happening in the world today. Stay informed. Stay tuned to KFBR, your only broadcast affiliate for the Central California Coast. KFBR 89.9.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of D.B. Kidd, certainly one of our favorite guests. Haven't had her with us for a long time, but so good to have you with us, D.B., and what are we going to be talking about?
Well, I think we should talk about what's about to happen when I call it the Outlaw Congress goes back into session next week. Of course, the Democrats are pushing to give amnesty to tens of millions of illegals in this country. And of course, there's no way to do any background checks on these people. It's the gang members, you name it. It's every flavor that's come across the borders. But my last column, interestingly enough, it's called A Bill to Stop All Public Welfare in Any Form for Illegal Aliens. I happened to be doing some research and found out that Dirty Harry Reid, in 1993, introduced one of the strongest anti-illegals bill I've ever seen. It was called the Immigration Stabilization Act, and it was Senate Bill 1351. And you won't believe this came out of his mouth, but it actually did. He said that even worse, Americans have seen heinous crimes committed by individuals who are here illegally. In response to increased terrorism and abuse of social programs by aliens, Senator Reid today introduced the only first and only comprehensive immigration reform bill in Congress. And he said, quote, "Our borders have overflowed with illegal immigrants, placing tremendous burdens on our criminal justice system, schools, and social programs. The Immigration and Naturalization Service needs the ability to step up enforcement. Our federal wallet is stretched to the limit by illegal aliens getting welfare, food stamps, medical care, and other benefits, often without paying any taxes. Safeguards like welfare and free medical care are in place to boost Americans in need of short-term assistance. These programs were not meant to entice freeloaders and scam artists from around the world. Even worse, Americans have seen heinous crimes committed by individuals who are here illegally." Can you believe that Dirty Harry Reid actually said that?
Oh, I can believe anything. I mean, he is a total political animal, and he will do whatever he has to pursue the liberal agenda, and which is basically the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States. You go right ahead, but everything he said is absolutely true.
Oh, I know.
The only thing he opposes, but he is opposing all of that today.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this isn't a 180-degree turnaround. This is 360 degrees. But, you know, what was it he said that, what did he call them, freeloaders and scam artists? But, I've been doing everything to get this out across the country because the Democrats hate this kind of thing, you know. But the bill that he introduced is 74 pages long. And it's so powerful. I mean, he goes after everything. He goes after stopping the asylum abuse. We going to take a break?
We are in about 30 seconds. Go right ahead. I'll tell you when.
Yes. He covers asylum abuse. He covers the number of workers on visas coming into the United States. It covers the whole gambit of turning off the trillions of dollars that have been spent over the past 28 years since Ronald Reagan sold us out with his reform bill that he signed that was going to end all illegal aliens coming across the border.
And Ronald Reagan promised us that if we passed that bill, we would never have to pass another one. That there were only 1 million illegal aliens there at the time, we would give them permanent status. Well, there were 3 million, and he knew this was just an introduction to even more.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Just a moment. And basically, Bad DB is talking about this whole concept of anchor babies. If you happen to be here and suddenly you're here illegally and you have a child, why? Your child is not automatically an American citizen. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. Go right ahead.
Well, as I said before, you know, Dirty Harry's done a complete turnaround because July 15th of 2014, Harry Reid said the border is secure. Now we need illegal alien amnesty. But going back to the anchor babies, and this is all in my column, and you can go to my website. It's just my name. I know it's a little different to spell. It's DEVVYDV.com. Right there on the front page, you'll see my most recent column. And I just lay it all out. In this bill, there's a section in it, 503, that I feel is kind of weak. And I had been talking to a friend of mine in Tennessee, and his house member was just blown away because I sent this to my friend. And he got in touch with his house member and went over all this, and this U.S. congressman said, wow. But I told my friend originally that, you know, I thought all of this started with Prop 187 in California back in 1994. Remember Dr. Stan, the Save Our State, was on the ballot?
I sure do.
Yes. And that was a very specific bill, and it was passed by a overwhelming majority of Californians. But at that time, now we're talking about 1994, Dirty Harry's bill was 1993. But when Prop 187 passed, for some reason I have a little bug in my throat tonight. At that time, there were approximately 1.3 million illegals in California, more than 300,000 are minors. But, of course, the lawsuits were filed, and two federal judges declared the law unconstitutional in 1999. So I told my friend before I found Dirty Harry's bill, I said, I'm going to rewrite Prop 187 for federal instead of state. So I sent that off to him, which had three paragraphs in it that are very, very strong, that cuts off all welfare to illegal aliens, because, of course, they don't have any rights. But then I was doing, and then I got to thinking about it, and I thought, those two federal judges who killed Prop 187, they had to be basing their decision on something. So I did some more research and found one of the most disgusting United States Supreme Court cases I've ever seen. It's called Plyler v. Doe, and it was in 1982. And it was decided in 1982, and the state of Texas actually sued, trying to get rid of illegals from the schools because they don't have any rights to be in this country. Today, us Texans, there's 400,000 illegal aliens in public schools in Texas, kindergarten through K-12, that cost us almost $4 billion a year in taxes.
And people have to understand, this is all part of doing away with the sovereignty of our nation. This is all part of a program to bankrupt America. I mean, there's no other country in the world that would do this or would even consider doing this. And certainly Mexico does everything they can to keep illegal immigrants out of their country. They just shuttle them off to us. But there is a globalist program, and basically this program is being pushed by those people who want to create a one-world government, and so they really want to destroy the sovereignty of the United States, the last bulwark of freedom in the world. Go right ahead, D.B.
And I absolutely believe there's a couple other offshoots. One of them is to dump 20 or 30 million illegals into the bankrupt Ponzi schemes called Social Security and Medicare. And, of course, now Obamacare. But primarily, I do believe that they're trying to change the electorate in this country. Because I was reading an article about a documentary that's been made where they questioned these illegal aliens who were told if they were given voter registration forms and said, told that if you don't register as a Democrat, you can be deported. And, of course, these are the peasant class. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that, but that's the classification that they use. Mexico has an interesting constitution. Under Mexico's constitution, it doesn't matter where the woman gives birth, whether it's in Mexico, the United States, Switzerland, that child is automatically born with Mexican citizenship. Now, we know that the tons of this surge here over the border here in Texas are El Salvador, Honduras, and forget the other one. But their constitutions also give exclusive citizenship to their citizens. But going back to this Supreme Court case, Plyler v. Doe, get this. The high court said that deprivation of education isn't right for illegals and that the taxpayers must educate illegal aliens because it's not their fault that their parents brought them here. So the court relied on giving these illegal aliens personhood protected by the Due Process Clause of the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendment, which is absolutely the most convoluted piece of garbage I've read in a long time. So, too bad for the taxpayers of the states of the Union. Too bad that they are bankrupting our school districts. Too bad that the classrooms are overflowing. Too bad that there's more than 70 different countries with children, and especially this latest surge. And I do feel sorry for the children, but they need to be mad at their parents and not me. But and this current surge, you have 12 and 14-year-olds who've never been to a school and speak no English whatsoever. And now they're dumping them into U.S. schools.
Well, I think it's important people understand that America is under attack, and immigration is being used as a vehicle of that attack. And basically, of course, certainly it is being supported. This attack on America is being supported by the members or most of the members of the Democratic Party. If you'd like to talk to DV, I have a question for her. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But there is an effort to destroy this nation. The enemy is not international terrorism. We are funding ISIS. We're funding Al-Qaeda. We're funding the Muslim Brotherhood. And that's to take our attention off the fact that the real enemy is here, and many of them are in Washington, D.C. Go right ahead, D.B.
Well, and speaking of liberals, that decision in 1982... The Supreme Court at that time, four justices on that court were appointed by Nixon, one by Eisenhower, one by LBJ, one by JFK, and two by Reagan. And still, but finding that case was the answer for me. How is it that these illegal alien minors get a free education at our expense when our students come by knocking on the door trying to sell magazine subscriptions so they can buy pencil and paper? Last week they had the over at one of the business establishments, and I live in a small town. They do this every year. They have a big school bus there, and they ask people to please come by and donate pencils and paper and things like that because the school districts are busted. But we're supposed to take on tens of thousands of new illegals. So, you know, since that Supreme Court vomited up such a convoluted decision based on the 4th and 14th and 5th Amendments to the Constitution, in my article, I give historical documents, quoting from them. And this was by the authors of the 14th Amendment, who have an exact opposite of what the Supreme Court said in Plyler Veto. So, it is, as you say, it is all by design. But what I would like and hope everybody can do is to get up and forget email. Every member of Congress receives more than 450,000 emails a month. But snail mail is different. Snail mail is something, you know, a letter is something tangible in their hand they can't ignore. And if you write to Washington, D.C., it takes 3 weeks for your mail to get to a Congress critter's office because of 9/11. They have to irradiate it or whatever they call it. So I always send mine. Well, I don't have to send it because my congressman's office is only 2 miles from here. But send your correspondence to the district offices. That's where they'll get the message. And what we want these guys to do is to reintroduce Harry Reid's bill, and wouldn't that be delicious if it got passed? Introduced Harry Reid's bill, but replace, and it's all in my column, replace Section 503 with the three paragraphs out of my bill that I rewrote, Prop 187, at the federal level. Now, granted, Harry Reid's bill is much more comprehensive. It's much better, but all about it. I put an appendix with my column, so when you click on it, you can see the bill I wrote for Prop 187. Just lift it out. The three senators, well, we could go to break.
Well, our guest is D.V. Kidd, and certainly when we get back, I will tell you how to get to D.V.'s website. Her information is solid. We've known D.V. for 20 years or more, and certainly she's on the front lines of this battle. There is illness in the family, so she can't put in as much time as she has in the past, but you want to certainly follow what she says, and follow her advice as far as getting to your congressman. We need to get people to understand America's under attack, but from within. For I'm right in Washington, D.C., and Dirty Harry is part of that.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and DB was just saying that earlier this year, the Obama administration released well over 60,000 illegal immigrants, many of whom had been involved in criminal activity in the past, and they just released them to go to work here in our society. And basically, rather than take these illegal immigrants with a criminal record and sending them home, why they released them to continue committing criminal acts. Ladies and gentlemen, almost a third of what we're seeing in the way of criminal activity in the United States is coming from illegal immigrants. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for DB, don't be embarrassed. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. DB, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website.
It's real easy. It's just my name. DBDEVVY.com. Delta Edward Victor Victor Yankee.com. And it's my column, you'll see it, it's right there. It says my current column. But it's very detailed. And, you know, like I said at the end, I ask, you know, people to do this. Of those 68,000 criminal aliens that were released onto the streets of America, 35% of them, 35% of them are criminals. And then the other one I was reading, I'll see if I can bring it up here real quick. A few months ago, they released another 169 of them. The data shows the zip codes where the foreign murderers. These people, these are murderers, and they have put them out on the street. About a month ago, a couple of weeks after the big publicity about the surge here, one of them that came across the border, a male, illegal, he came, went over to San Antonio and murdered his girlfriend. These people are dangerous. And like I said, how are you going to do a background check on 20 to 30 million illegal aliens? And there doesn't seem to be any concern about it. But let me back up. I forgot to say before I forget, the three senators that we want to contact are Ted Cruz, Jeff Sessions, and Richard Shelby. Those three can make this happen in the Senate. Now, I know time is short. These guys are and females, they're coming back because it's time for the budget. The government budget has to be done by midnight, September 30th. Although I was reading earlier that that Republicans and the people's purse in the House of Representatives, they are not going to do anything about the budget. They're going to punt again and pass a continuing resolution because, of course, this is an election time. It's time to go out and lie to everybody about what a wonderful job they've done. Really? You think you can sell that BS? Well, yes. You want me to tell you why, Dr. Stan? Because right now, there's just, three more primaries left. Do you know that 96% of all incumbents, Republican or Democrat, have already won their primary? So the voters of this country hate Congress. They give them an 11% approval of the job they're doing. And what did they do? They voted in the primaries to send the same ones back to Washington. So if this trend continues come November, with the exception of a few seats, we're going to have the same House and the same Senate. Unless the Republicans take the Senate, they need 6 seats to do that. But you still have 45 incumbent Republican senators who have done nothing. And in fact, some of them we know aren't like John McCain. He wants to give all of these liars, cheats, and thieves amnesty. So I don't know what the Americans are thinking. I honestly don't. We had a very, very good candidate here Oh, we got to take a break.
No, go ahead. You have a very good candidate there.
We had a very good candidate for the House here in this district. And the people turned, this guy is a doctor, but he was a big-time 10th Amendment supporter. I mean, this guy is a bull. I mean, he's really a tiger. Well, guess what? Everybody voted the same guy, my alleged U.S. House member, Randy Neugebauer, who's been there forever. He's worth $300 million, seriously. He's very wealthy, and he's an absolute do-nothing.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment here, and if you have a question for Davey, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While the storm clouds gather,
products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's D.B. Kidd. And so if you have a question or comment, why give us a call? D.B. is just commenting that she thinks that many times they can actually rig the elections and that they're not necessarily honest. But nobody wants to talk about that. If you do, why should people begin to question whether suddenly we get honest elections? The last thing the establishment wants is for you to question that. In other countries, they'll acknowledge that the elections are rigged, but they're rigged here in America. They have been for years, but we can't let the American people know that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, our guest is D.V. Kidd. D.V., one more time, I want you to give out your website so people can go to your website and get your information.
It's just my name, D.V. devivy.com, D-E-V-V-Y.com. Right there you'll see my current column as a bill to cut off all the welfare. Because as I've been talking about earlier, it is the magnet for these people. And the American people don't seem to have any desire for clean elections. I've been after this vote fraud since 1993 because when I ran for Congress, I was a victim of it. There's no question in my mind about what happened. The ballot boxes were open on the table and were being gone through, which is in violation of state law. And when I complained to the Secretary of State, because I was only 5 to 7 percentage points behind the incumbent, Wally, and then 2 minutes after the polls closed, the late Peter Jennings announced all of the races in California, and he was not off. They were exactly what he said the next morning. But when I complained to the Republican Secretary of State, who went on to serve in Congress, he said, oh, too bad, sue us. So that took care of that. I left the Republican Party and I never looked back. So, but the American people have 2 years between the elections to demand that the legislatures get rid of all forms of electronic voting. Those machines, you can switch out the chip in less than 2 minutes with a pre-programmed chip. Somebody just has to turn their back, pop it in, pop out, and pop it in, and that's it.
And listen to what Devi is saying. There's not one electronic voting machine that cannot be rigged in America, and I'm sure most of them are. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Okay, Devi, what else would you like to bring up this evening?
Well, I just want to reinforce that this is it. The illegals are well organized under groups like La Raza and others. They're militant groups who hate the United States as well as the ACLU. They have made their plans out there for everybody to see next week when these Congress critters come back and these senators. They intend to flood their offices and do demonstrations. They're demanding that amnesty take place. And they're very serious. But this is the end. If we do not stop this amnesty, America will know in 2 years' time, you will not recognize this country. And I don't have the quote up in front of me, but Art Torres, who used to be the Senate majority leader in the California legislature, you remember him, Dr. Stan?
I sure do.
He said to one of his colleagues, and this was a verified quote, that, see, my white colleagues always ask me why I push so hard for affirmative action. Well, I say I push hard for it because you're going to need it. Prop 187 is the end.
Well, that's a sad commentary, but I fear that it's true. Once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Devi.
One of the latest polls shows that 77% of Americans want illegals sent home. And there was just a huge rally out in, of all states, Massachusetts. There were thousands of people at that rally at the Capitol to tell Congress no amnesty. But we are down to the wire, and these illegals who say they're fed up, you're fed up? You freeloaders? You know, my daughter is working on her PhD. I'm very proud of her. She got her master's degree 2 years ago. But there was no free ride for my daughter when she was in college. Now, because she's a genius, I was able to get her private scholarship money. So she graduated both times with her first degree and her master's debt-free. But it's not the same for most of the young people in this country who are trying to better themselves. Those resources are going to illegal aliens. An illegal alien smashed into my daughter's car back in 2001. and she still suffers the medical problems related to that accident. The woman who hit her didn't have a driver's license. She was a student at UCLA on a federal grant, and she was an illegal alien. I tracked her down, went to the apartment. There must have been 20 people crammed into that apartment. And she laughed in my face. A second illegal alien hit my daughter's car. She ran a red light. She had phony Michigan license plate and a phony Michigan driver's license. I called the private detective again in Los Angeles, and he chased her literally to the damn border, and she got across the border. And USAA would not pay out to my daughter other than to repair her car because, get this, they were not able to interview the illegal alien to get her version of the story, even though there were 15 people who gave the truth to the police at the scene of the accident. So if you think that this can't happen to you, it can. God forbid that one of your family's murdered by these animals roaming the streets and these gangs. The gang tats, the tattoos all over these teenagers coming in. It's beyond anything. And the blood of the innocent is on the hands of every incumbent in the U.S. Congress, regardless of party. Now, I got veered off a little bit, but if the Republicans take the Senate for some odd reason, the House and the Senate can both pass Harry Reid's bill with the change of making it stronger in Section 503. And the imposter president in the White House will be sure to veto it. But I think Americans forget that the Congress has veto override power. They can override Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Obama. They can do it. So we'll see what happens with if the Republicans take the Senate. If the Democrats continue to own the Senate as far as the majority, it'll just be a big fight, and nothing will get done. As a matter of fact, the White House, the illegitimate administration, the other day came out and said that Obama was taking flack from these illegal aliens and their supporter groups like La Raza and the ACLU, because Obama is, well, you're going to have to wait till after the election. Well, the Democrats, especially in the counterfeit Senate, they're running scared. They do not care about Obama anymore. They're fighting for their cushy jobs and their cushy pensions. And speaking of pensions, when I said that Johnny Boehner has been in there 19 years, the magic threshold for pensions is 20 years. And when he gets sworn in January, Johnny gets full benefits, pension benefits, which is a substantial amount of money. A lot of people think that a member of Congress, the House, can serve 2 years and the Senate can serve one term and they get a full pension, but it's not true. It's a layered or tiered system. But old Johnny Boehner, we're going to pay for his lifestyle of luxury. He owns an $800,000 condo down in an exclusive swanky area in Florida. So don't expect to see him to run. I honestly think that he won't last his whole term. He wants the golf course. Go play on the golf course while the average American suffers, while parents, and young people, American citizens or naturalized, can't afford the tuition in these colleges because the resources and funds are going to individuals who have no legal right to be on U.S. soil. We have got to stop it, and the only way it's going to happen is if we put enough pressure on these members of Congress. And like I said, it's got to be now. They come back into session next week.
Well, my understanding is that there's a lot of the Republican congressmen don't like Boehner either, do they?
No, they don't. But it's the old power thing. You cross him. If the same thing happens, people think that Texas is some great state. Let me tell you that our legislature is controlled by Republicans in the House and the Senate. And last term, Texas, Montana, North Dakota, and Nevada Nevada. Pretty sure it's Nevada. Our legislatures only meet every other odd year. So our legislature went out of session in April of 2013, and they don't go back until January of 2015. But last term, they spend the first week or so electing the Speaker of the House, and sure as the sunshine, this Republican-controlled House reelected one of the biggest crooks in this state to be Speaker of the House in our legislature. This legislature, believe me, they are not all of them, of course. There's some good people in there. But it's the same old power. It's the same old money. It's the same old corruption. It's very disheartening, you know?
Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington, the state of Washington. And hi, Ron. How are you doing? Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I have a comment. I'm kind of ambivalent because awful lot of the kids that I teach are from Mexico. Either they were born there or their parents were. I think a lot, to me, there's the biggest problem is the schools. It's what they teach, not the kids, because you can make these kids are black slaves. You can turn them into patriots if you wanted to. They don't want to. They want to crank out globalists and socialists and degenerates. But I just want to give you, this is one of the approved clubs at this high school. It's called Micha. And Movimiento means that the organization is dedicated to the movement to gain self-determination for our people. Estudiantil identifies the organization as a student group. We're part of Arraza's future. At the heart of the name is the use of our identity, Chicano. They're going to go back to the barrios and struggle against the forces that oppress our gente. And lastly, the affirmation that we are indigenous peoples to this land by placing our movement in Aztlan, the homeland for all the people from Anahuac. Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano de Aztlan. That's Micha. That's one of the approved clubs there at the high school, one of the high schools which I teach.
And what is the point you're making, Ron?
Well, we're fostering subversion right in our country. That's what I'm trying to say.
In other words, basically, they're actually pushing a subversive agenda in our schools, in our country, because these are people whose loyalty is not to America, but to this globalist dream. Would that be a fair analysis?
Well, there are some like that. I don't know if the school is pushing it or is just compliant with it. They're also compliant with the sexual anarchists and some of these others. They have approved clubs for that as well. Yeah, we're in a real bad situation. Our schools, I think, are the people who, the philosophy of the people who run them. And most people are just totally apathetic. And it's really a shame.
Any comment at all, D.V.? Ron is a substitute teacher in the state of Washington and a regular caller.
The comment about, you know, they think this is their land. Once again, you're talking about an undereducated, illiterate class of people that are sneaking across the border. When was the last time you saw fluent Mexicans trying to sneak into the United States? No. Every year, illegal aliens ship billions, not millions, but billions of dollars back into the Mexican economy. That represents 10% of their GDP. But these signs that I saw at the illegals rally in 2006 in Sacramento, they had these signs that said we stole their land. And in fact, we did not. The Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty of 1848 was an end to the Spanish-American War. And the United States gave the Mexican government $15 million in gold as compensation for Mexico ceding 55% of their land to the United States. So if these illegals want to, you know, mouth off and jump up and down and scream and yell, they should at least understand that their own government is the one that ceded 55% of their land. We did not take it away. And, of course, I have no doubt that the people the good people of Mexico, never saw a penny of that $15 million in gold. So, yes, it is a cultural change that they're trying to shove down our throats, that our Western civilization is not acceptable anymore. And let us not forget, and if I were a parent of a child in K through 12, I would be very, very worried about the health issues. When my grandparents left Palermo, Italy, they waited 3 years to get their okay to get on the boat from Palermo, Italy. They were afraid of the mafia. They wanted to come here. When, before they could get on the boat, they had to pass an English proficiency test, and they had to have a certificate less than 30 days old that said they had been tested for tuberculosis, and then they got on the boat. My father's parents came from Munich, and they, Grandpa was very, very intelligent. The U.S., oops.
Our guest, of course, is D.V. Kidd. We have Ron with us calling from Washington. And basically, of course, we have always encouraged a legitimate immigration into the United States. And since we legalized abortion and killed 57 million Americans, why, of course, they need an alternative. This is why they're bringing us in all these illegal immigrants into the United States. But they're not going to say we're having to do this because of the abortion issue, but certainly they need the laborers. I have no objection to that at all. But what people don't understand is instead of going after people who will be superior and great citizens, why they seem to be going after many times the dregs of humanity. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom, pardon me, at Radio Liberty, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with DV. She's certainly on the front lines of this battle to try to stop the illegal immigration, which is undermining the very fabric of our society. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America, indeed, our listeners out across the world, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we are dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, informing people about what is really going on in the world. And the fact that we have a small subversive group that controls both political parties. People of great wealth, people of great influence, and they work, coordinate together. They control both political parties. They certainly control the media. They control certainly our banking system. They control our major corporations. They have their people in the military. Certainly they control education. They control many of our churches, and certainly if you are a minister today and try to do the right thing, they'll come after you. And this has happened repeatedly to ministers who listen to our program, who tried to bring the truth out, and time and again, why they've infiltrated their churches, and then they've actually gotten rid of those ministers. Now, we do fortunately have some good ministers out there who actually have built up a foundation of support among their congregation, so that when this happens, and believe me, if you are a minister and try to tell the truth, you will come under tremendous pressure. But we do hope if you're out there in the listening audience and you are a minister and you try to tell the truth, that you will start immediately working to try to raise a foundation of support, raise people up in your church into key positions, and be very, very careful who gets on the board of directors of your church. Because believe me, they want to cover every aspect of our society so that there is no opportunity for people to learn the truth about what is really going on. And this is why, certainly, so many of our ministers preach a gospel which is not the typical gospel that was preached when America was at its zenith. And basically what they're doing today is just saying, God loves you, God loves everybody, you love God and everything's going to be fine. God doesn't want people going to heaven. People are not going to go to heaven. If you just love God, you're not going to go to heaven. And basically totally ignoring what it says in the Bible about certainly the path to hell being very, very broad. And most people think that everybody is going to get to heaven, and that's not the case. In fact, the Bible specifically stipulates that the road to heaven is very, very narrow, and few are going to get through there. And you need to understand what is going on, and we hope many of you out there will certainly want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're in a position financially to help us, quite frankly, we need your help. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to reach people to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, because what energizes this little group of subversive people is frank evil. And unfortunately, these people are in key positions in our government, in our society. And certainly we do hope that that people are going to join the Radio Liberty family and help us. So it's simply a matter of calling 1-800-544-8927. And I'm going to ask for my producer to certainly get our guest on. Next hour, we're going to have Cheryl Hancock on the program, certainly one of our favorite guests, a woman who's certainly spent the last 15 years over in Israel. And certainly Cheryl will tell us what is really going on behind the scenes, certainly in Europe, pardon me, in Israel. So we'll be back in just a moment with Cheryl here at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to him the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And our guest tonight is Cheryl Hancock. Hi, Cheryl. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, why don't you tell us what's going on over in Israel? Right over now here, you come back to the United States to get married, but you're going to be going back over there in October. And I know you're in contact with people over there and can tell us what's really happening.
Yeah, actually, I'm on a speaking tour after I got married, on a speaking tour, and just really trying to get the truth out about what's going on, because we're definitely not getting it over here. And Israel, as you know, has just finished a war with Hamas, and they're having a ceasefire. But in the meantime, right now, there's so many attacks going on in Israel, in the West Bank, buses going through the West Bank, even in Israel proper. A bus was attacked at the Old City, and it actually caught fire from a Molotov cocktail. Kids have been injured, rocks been thrown at cars where kids are injured, and so many attacks are going on right now. So they're actually coming against Israel in a whole different way. And Hamas, right before the end of the, before the ceasefire, they asked for them to start helping them with this war against Israel. And so Palestinians have just kind of chimed in, and that's what's been going on ever since. So anyways, it's been a real difficult time for them over there. Hello?
Is the violence then continuing? It's just me that Hamas has stopped firing missiles. Is that it?
Yeah, okay. I thought we lost connection. So, yes, the violence is continuing now in many parts of the West Bank, in many parts of Israel, even in Jerusalem, around the Old City, in the Gaza Strip. Okay, it's quiet there. The rockets haven't been coming in, which is good. And as you know, Israel found a lot of tunnels underneath the ground that Hamas dug and that are very sophisticated tunnels. They found over 32 tunnels, and of course, they didn't find any. The Hamas built these tunnels, but they didn't build any bomb shelters for their people, unfortunately. These tunnels, I don't know if you heard what they were going to be used for.
Well, yes, why don't you give us the background of what's really going on over there, the things that we're not getting here in the United States.
Yeah. The tunnels over there were going to be used to attack Israel on September 24th, which is Rosh Hashanah, which is the head of the new year for the Jewish people. They were going to send at least 500 terrorists, Hamas members, through the tunnels, and they were going to come up in different places in Israel where they have dug the tunnels, and the openings could be under houses, kindergartens, different places. And this is the time when all the Jewish people celebrate, and it's a very nice, sweet time. But with this happening, they found in these tunnels, they found handcuffs, they found medicine to put the people to sleep, tranquilizers. They found things where they were going to kidnap Israelis and kill thousands of Israelis. So if they didn't find these tunnels, if the IDF did not find these tunnels, there would be a huge attack coming on September 24th, killing a lot of Jewish people. So the three teenagers that were actually kidnapped and killed, the Jewish teenagers, actually helped save a lot of Jewish people. They ended up becoming heroes, even though they passed away.
Well, now, basically, Cheryl, did they get all of the tunnels? I mean, basically, you're saying 30 tunnels, but were there more than that? Are some of these tunnels so hidden that the Israelis weren't able to get them?
You know, I believe that's the case. I think they found 32, but they know that there's more. and they haven't found them yet. So this is very dangerous for Israel right now.
Well, now, basically what's happened, have the missiles stopped coming in?
The missiles have stopped coming in, but what was so strange this morning, I woke up, I have a red alert on my phone. So whenever a siren goes off in Israel, it goes off on my phone. My phone woke me up with a siren, and when I looked at the phone, it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, it was a rocket coming in from Lebanon. From Syria. The rockets are coming in from the north right now, but not from Hamas.
All right, Cindy. I guess the question is Cheryl Hancock. If you have a question, don't be bashful. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cheryl simply says that basically there have been three missiles that have come in from Hezbollah in the north this last week, and then, of course, they've had some rockets actually fired from Syria into Israel. But basically, now, what are the people doing? Are the people returning to their homes in southern Israel? Is it safe? And, of course, are they going to clear an area along the border there to protect the population? What's going to happen now that supposedly we have a truce in southern Israel? And then what's going to happen in northern Israel?
Yeah, well, first of all, in northern Israel, I should also let you know that there was a drone that came in from Syria last week, and Israel did shoot that drone down. So there is a lot of activity on the northern border that Israel has to pay attention to. In the south, yes, people are back in their homes, but they're really leery of what's going to be happening. Now, this truce was supposed to be a truce that has no deadline, but I have also heard that it could last only 30 days. So right now they're on their toes, they're on alert to find out what's going to happen here. Hamas, I got a report today, Hamas wants to continue on fighting. So we don't know right now what's going to happen. We're in the same boat. We're just waiting to see what Hamas is going to do, but stay on high alert. And the kids have gone back to school, but, you know, they also have to know exactly where the bomb shelters are, ready to run again.
Well, now, what about Egypt? Is Egypt forming an alliance with Israel?
Egypt actually doesn't want Hamas to be doing, of course, what they're doing. They don't want to open the border crossing from the Gaza Strip into Egypt because they don't want them passing in there. That was one of the stipulations for the ceasefire, that they would allow some movement from Gaza into Egypt. They have family members, some families that are living over there. Plus, they go into hospitals just like they come into Israel to use their hospitals. So Egypt is reluctant to open it up because they know what they're capable of. They know that there's been a lot of tunnels going from Egypt into the Gaza Strip, taking weapons, drugs, black market items, all these things. And they actually bombed some of those tunnels from Egypt into the Gaza Strip. They don't want to open it up. They know what Hamas is capable of. So they're on Israel's side as far as that goes. They don't want to do any more and give them any more free will, because if they do, as you know, the cement that went in there was not used to build homes, as they said it would, or hospitals or schools. It was built. It was used to build tunnels to attack Israel with. Very dangerous group in there.
Well, basically, Sydney, now, is there any change in the relationship between Egypt and Israel? Is Egypt actually helping Israel at this point?
Well, Israel is supposed to have the peace negotiations. They're supposed to go on with peace negotiations, and Egypt is the one that's going to be brokering those. As far as their relationship, they are at least on the same page as far as Hamas, because Egypt is against the Muslim Brotherhood, which is what Hamas is a part of. They're the military wing, or a military wing of Muslim Brotherhood. So they're on the same page there. As far as any other relationship, I haven't heard that they're on other, no, not at this point, but at least they're getting along here. They're fighting not only against Hamas, trying to hold off Hamas, but ISIS also. And so Egypt and Jordan, and even Jordan actually asked Israel to help them when ISIS comes into their borders, because Jordan has a good ground troop, but they don't have good air force. Israel has offered to help them with the air force to keep ISIS back.
So Israel has offered to help Jordan with their air force, is that
Israel.
Correct?
Yeah.
Now, basically, who is funding Hamas? I mean, somebody's got to be putting up an awful lot of money so they can buy these missiles and then maintain their control over Gaza. Who is funding Hamas, do we know?
Yeah, well, what I have seen, lots of reports, of course, Iran has been shipping missiles into rockets into the Gaza Strip, and actually showing them how to make it. So they're making their own rockets in the Gaza University, and they're making them in other places. And these are the places that Israel had taken out some of the weapons making, where they make the weapons, and weapon storage places. And also Qatar has been funding them. And that's an open report right there. Everyone knows that Qatar has been funding them. They're still for them, for Hamas. So they've got Qatar and they've got Iran on their side and funding them.
All right.
Iran actually vows to send more missiles into them. How they're going to get them in there, we'll see. Yeah.
Well, now, basically, what is the attitude of the Palestinian people? Do they support Sunni Hamas, or are they antagonistic to this organization?
Well, that's very interesting, because things have changed today. First of all, Hamas was keeping the people subdued in Gaza. They were using the people as shields. I'm sure you've heard some of that. During the war, a lot of the leadership of Hamas went to Qatar and stayed there while their people were taking on the war. And they told them to go and stay in their houses, to stand on top of their roofs if they have to, so Israel wouldn't bomb them. So not building bomb shelters for them, telling them to stay in their houses, they know that they're going to kill them. So they're using the people as weapons against Israel. Some of the people got angry and started protesting against Hamas. When they protested, they were arrested, they were tortured, and they were killed. So
these are Palestinians.
These are Palestinians, Gazans, people who live in Gaza Strip,
right,
protested against them. And then there were people that were helping Israel, giving them information, telling them where the weapons were, the storage places were, where they were making them. And so they killed, during the ceasefires, there was 9 or 10 of the ceasefires, they were killing these people. They call them collaborators to Israel. And if they just suspected somebody of giving information. They would kill them. They would hang them, or they would shoot them, execution style, to make examples of them that you don't go against Hamas. So the people are very afraid of Hamas. But today, what was really interesting was that there was a poll taken. I don't know how accurate the poll is, but it said that how many people would vote for Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, or how many people would vote for Hamas to win their leadership, to be their leaders. And 62% of that poll said they want Hamas to be their leader. That's hard to believe, knowing how they treat their people and that they're such a bad dictator. But a lot of people know that the Palestinian Authority is very corrupt, and they don't want them in power either. So today, the poll said 62%. So Hamas would win if they had an election right now.
Well, that's a pretty sad commentary on what's going on over there. I mean, I would think that the Palestinians would want to do everything they could to have Israel strong, because Israel offers jobs and finances for them, doesn't it?
That's correct. They want to come into Israel. They all want to come into Israel for work. And I see them lined up in the morning where I live. There's hundreds of them that get, well, actually there's thousands of them that get permission to come into Israel to work, but there's hundreds of them that stand in front of my town and wait for people to pick them up to do construction, to do field work, because they'll get paid more doing that than they will in the Palestinian territories. There is no work in the Palestinian territories. What they're about, especially Hamas, Hamas's charter is to destroy Israel. If they destroyed Israel, there would not be a Hamas anymore. Or if you take away their weapons, there would not be a Hamas, because they cannot destroy Israel. That's their whole goal. So these people are living under this leadership who wants to destroy Israel and uses all their money, their funding from the West, from America, from the EU, to destroy Israel. They don't build factories. They don't make jobs. They don't build houses. So it's a very horrible way to live. And yes, a lot of them would like to live under Israel authority, but if they say that, they could be tortured, they could be killed. They can't.
And basically, is anybody suddenly stopping this torture and killing of the Palestinians?
No, that's a sad thing, you know, because Israel can't go in there and stop them. And what about, you know, all the people that are protesting against Israel? They see that these executions are being done of the collaborators. As a matter of fact, a rabbi called for prayer of the Jewish people for the collaborators, for the people that are being executed by Hamas. No one's doing anything. As a matter of fact, when people get killed, and I know this from experience, I mean, I know people that have been shot. When they get shot or if they're killed, no one knows about it in the Israel government. It's between the Palestinian Authority or Hamas or Fatah, and it just goes unsaid to anyone else. So nothing happens. No one goes to trial, and it's a very bad dictatorship that's running.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Cheryl Hancock, because Cheryl's on the front lines of what's really going on in Israel today. What's happening to tourism over there? What's happening to the Israeli economy? Because certainly they're dependent upon tourism for maintaining certainly a large part of what the Israeli government has to spend.
Yeah, it's true. The economy has suffered through this past couple months. And tourism, a lot of people had to cancel their trips. Israel gave them the money back. The people that canceled, tourism was way down. Of course, more tourists still came. And no tourists that I've heard of in any report has been hurt. And that's a good thing. And people are still making aliyah, which is immigration to Israel. As a matter of fact, 338 Americans immigrated to Israel in July, right in the middle of the war. So there are people still going to Israel. It's not bothering them. The war's not bothering them as much. Tourism is down, yes, and Israel needs that money. That's what they use, as a matter of fact, you know that. So, yes, it's been hurting them, and hopefully it'll pick up.
Well, basically, are more people leaving Israel than coming back? I know some people are just saying, well, we're not going to put up with this anymore, and they're coming to the United States or other places. So suddenly, are they losing population or are they gaining population?
Well, from what I hear, the reports I get, they're gaining population. Yes, they are losing people here and there, and a lot of it is young couples will find work over in America or in a Western country. They'll take those skills that they learn in America or the Western country and bring it back to Israel at a later date, years on down the road. But, and a lot of people, well, not a lot, but some people will leave Israel because a lot of people have dual citizenship. There's 250,000 Americans that live in Israel, Jews that live in Israel, and they have dual citizenship.
So how many is that?
250,000
Israelis have dual citizenship. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And God has such a placed Israel there for this time in history. And I think that the terrible times lie ahead. I think that what we're seeing with Gaza and Hamas is simply temporary. It's only a matter of until Hamas can get more missiles and then it starts in all over again. But if you look at the pictures of what's happened to the homes and the businesses and the structures in Gaza, it's frightening. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, Cheryl, this is Dr. Stan in Sydney. Cheryl is saying that Sydney, there were about 9,000 Israelis living in Gaza. And Sydney, they were told, well, if you just get the Jews out of Gaza, we'll give you peace. All you have to do is get the Jews out of Gaza. And so basically, the Israeli citizens living in Gaza were forced to give up their greenhouses and their homes and their property. And they were never compensated for it. They were forced at the gun and bayonet point to move back into Israel. And did peace come? Of course it didn't come. And of course the people at that time, if you heard our discussions with Barry Shamus, it was obvious that this was not going to solve the problem. But of course now things are worse than they were. And Hamas has a site from which it can regularly launch missiles into the southern part of Israel. And then of course you have Hezbollah in the north can launch missiles into Israel. And now of course with Syria in radical hands. And believe me, Israel did everything they could to help the radicals take the western part of Syria. Now, of course, they're also a site for missiles. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you look at things from a logical point of view, it doesn't make any sense unless there's another agenda, unless there are other forces there working. Cheryl, does anybody ever suggest that this whole thing is contrived and suddenly it's going to result in ultimate disaster for Israel?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, what's going on right now is that the Palestinian Authority and Hamas and other nations are trying to delegitimize Israel. And they're doing a good job of it because people around the world are believing what they hear on the news, which is biased usually against Israel, and they believe the lies. Like just today or the other day, first of all, the other day came out this report that Israel is going to take 1,000 acres of land and they're going to build Jewish homes on it. And then it was said that this is Palestinian territory. So how can Israel steal this Palestinian territory? Well, there is no Palestinian territory. Now, Palestinian territory, okay, what they have now, Bethlehem, Jericho, and the West Bank, but that's Israel land. Israel gave Bethlehem and Jericho to these people, to the Palestinian people, to the Arab people. Now, this land that they want, that Israel wants to build on, is between Bethlehem and the Etzion Block, which is Jewish. The Etzion Block is Jewish. So this is what the Palestinians want in the future. So they're saying this is Palestinian territory, and Israel's stealing it from us, and the West is believing it. So Israel's looking really bad, and they're beginning to look worse and worse. And what I believe is that they're going to just make Israel look so bad that the whole world's going to come against Israel. And it's sad because I feel like I'm fighting a losing battle when I see the facts. I'm trying to report the facts, yet it's hard for people to believe me over CNN and BBC and the others. So it's a losing battle for Israel right now.
Well, that is why we have Cheryl on a regular basis, so we can get the truth about what's really happening. The major media lies to the American people about what is really taking place there. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But one of the biggest problems, I think, is Netanyahu, who operates independently. And, of course, those of you who listen to our programs regularly realize that Netanyahu was a furniture salesman when they identified him and pushed him into a key position in the government. Basically, he was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Many people will try to tell you that Israel is the rich and wealthy Jews in Israel are running the United States. My feeling is, of course, that Israel is doing exactly what it's told to do by powerful forces here in the United States. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's correct. And that's why Netanyahu had to back down from continuing the job he had forced to finish this time. And he was getting pressure from the United States, for one. And now he's being pressured into negotiating with them. And they don't negotiate with terrorists. It's like America's not supposed to negotiate with terrorists. Hamas is a terrorist organization. The PLO is a terrorist organization. So people don't want to say that anymore because they're the ones that turn into the PA, Palestinian Authority. So Israel's forced to negotiate, and every time they negotiate, they lose because there's the pre-negotiations that they set up on the table, and if Israel doesn't do what they want, then they look bad. They say Israel's not coming to negotiate. So then America tries to push Israel into either giving more land or opening this or letting go prisoners, which we did, and those prisoners are the ones that kill more Jews. bad situation that Israel has to listen to America and do exactly what they're
saying. And what about ISIS? Are they involved at all in the attack on Israel?
The ISIS group is wanting to get to Jerusalem. They figure if they get Jerusalem from the Jews, they're going to win the respect of all the Arab nations, all the Muslim nations. So they're working their way across. As you know, they're at a checkpoint now at Jordan. In Jordan, that's why Jordan asked for Israel's help. The Air Force, Israel knows that if they come into Jordan, they can come right into Israel. And the Palestinian Authority are letting their people support ISIS. They had a big rally on the Temple Mount.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Cheryl Hancock, who's on a speaking tour here in the United States, and always a pleasure to have her with us. But basically, Cheryl, when you get back to Israel in October, will you be able to go into the Palestinian region? Will it be safe for you?
Well, I've always gone in past 15 years, and I feel like it might be getting more dangerous. But, the Lord's led me. I feel safe enough wherever He leads me, and I will have to go in and check on people. I have guys that were Palestinian Muslims and that have become Christians. And because of the Gaza war, they have not been able to work because the Gaza bombed the village where they were all working at. So that puts them out of work. And I go in to help them with humanitarian aid, but also to tell them about hope. And they need that. You know, one of the guys that we led to the Lord, he actually went to Mexico. And this is really a heads up for America, because a lot of people in the Arab nations know that they can go to Mexico, and that's an opening for them to get into America. And now, Governor Rick Perry said in the last 4 months, just in the last 4 months, high levels of terrorists have come into the United States. The Mexican border is very porous, and even the Palestinians are doing it just to get into the United States so they can live there. Pretty crazy.
Well, do you really think these are terrorists are coming in, or are these simply Palestinians who want a better life?
Oh, well, some of them are Palestinians wanting a better life, like the one I just told you that we baptized in the Jordan River. And then some of them are terrorists. So they know that actually Hezbollah, I had reports on that a few months ago that Hezbollah was coming in. And now they know that ISIS members are coming in. There are higher levels than ever before now coming into America. So it's getting very dangerous.
All right, fine. And I think that, ladies and gentlemen, we may actually find a beginning acts of terrorism, because, of course, we're doing everything we can to build up ISIS. ISIS was created and funded by the CIA. And if you want to verify that, look up Aaron Klein. Aaron Klein writes for WorldNet Daily. I know him. I believe he's correct. And he points out how ISIS was created and funded and trained and armed, certainly, in the year 2012 with the full help and support of the CIA and our own military. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Cheryl. Cheryl, I want you to get your web page out and tell people what they will find when they get there. And don't you have a radio program of your own?
Yes, I have radio reports that go to Toronto, Canada, and I put those out weekly. Since I've been on the speaking tour, I've been too busy. But yes, I do other media. I write for Jerusalem Post, the Christian edition sometimes. I write for Christian Magazine. I've written for Christian Magazine. So I do different things just to try to get the truth out wherever I can. I've done television in Las Vegas recently. Whenever I pass through, there's a radio station or television station that wants me to come, I will do interviews there. So the only way to really contact me, because I don't want to have a website out there right now, I'd rather have people contact me personally. I do, twice a month, I put out an email update to tell what's going on in Israel on the ground and give some news that we don't get here in America. But that email address is Reporting from Israel, all one word, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. That's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
And basically, of course, we get the emails from Cheryl. We always look forward to them and get on her list and certainly an email list and get her material. It'll help you to keep abreast of what's really going on in the Holy Land. Well, now, basically, will your husband be coming back to Israel with you?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're hoping so. He is working here a little bit. He's got a couple of years before he retires, but it's a seasonal job, so hopefully he'll be coming with me. And we've got a lot to do in Israel. You know, when I went to Israel 15 years ago, I went there as a Christian wanting to do work for the Lord, and I continued to do that. But when I got over there and I realized we weren't getting the truth, then it was on my heart to get the truth out, not only the gospel truth to the people of Israel, but the truth about Israel to the people of the West. We need to know what's going on around us so that we know what the signs of the times are. There's a lot going on around us right now.
Well, you've certainly been on the front lines of getting the information out, a wonderful source of help for those of us here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I hope you'll be able to get by and see us before you head back to Israel there in October.
Well, I'm planning to do that. I'm going to be giving you a call soon. I leave on October 11th, so it's going to be before that.
All right, fine. And basically now, do you need any additional speaking engagements?
No, I'm pretty full right now. I'm in North Carolina. I'll be doing South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, and then driving across to California, finishing up there, and trying to prepare myself to go to Israel again. Pretty full, but next year is open.
All right, fine. Well, right now we have, is that Ron? Ron from Washington. Okay, fine. If my producer will just put him through, I will talk to Ron. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you'd like, of course, to give us a call. But if our producer will put Ron through, I will put him on. Otherwise, we'll have to go on to something else. Under any circumstances, I certainly you mentioned that Israel really is having real financial problems because of the drop-off in the tourist industry.
Yeah, there's been a lot of concern because the tourism has dropped off, and Hamas knows that, and that's why they were trying to target the airport. There's only one international airport in Israel, Ben Gurion Airport, Tel Aviv. So they got close to it one time, and, you know, they have missiles that you can't guide, so they just shoot them in hopes to hit something. They don't care if it hits a school, an airport, a mall, and they have hit synagogue malls, all these things this time around, and we haven't heard about that in the news because a lot of times people weren't killed. We only hear when people are killed, but a lot of people were injured, sent to the hospitals. But yes, if they put the threat out that they were going to target the airport, I tried to send some mail to Israel, and it's still caught in New York. I can't get my mail to Israel because they're afraid of flying into Israel. So tourists are afraid to fly into Israel right now. And, of course, that will die down, you know, if the ceasefire holds. So, and tourists, some tourists are just coming. They don't care. They're called there to see the land where Jesus walked, the Holy Land, and nothing will stop them. And I really believe that if the Lord leads you there to go see that land, I think you should go. But you got to have the green light, feel the peace in order to go.
Well, we have Ron calling again from Washington. Ron, do you have a question or comment?
Just a question about the disinvestment by a number of these organizations, including churches, that are disinvesting in Israel. And I wondered what Cheryl thinks about that.
Yeah, that's a good question. What's going on is Israel, I live outside of Israel proper. I live in a so-called settlement where there's 40,000 Jewish people. This was desert land that no one wanted. So Israel went and built on it. They have a factory there. And in that factory, they hire a lot of Arab people from the villages around and Jewish people that live where I live. Now, what people are doing in the West and in churches are saying, if Israel is living in those territories, we're boycotting all those goods that come from those territories. Okay, because they say that's Palestinian land, though it's not Palestinian land now, but Israel said they're going to give them a Palestinian state. Now, what they're doing when they boycott is they're taking jobs away not only from the Jews, but from the Palestinians. It's a sad thing.
So it's a tragic situation all the way around. I believe the Palestinians are being used. I believe the Israelis are being used. And I don't think that the average person has any idea what is really going on over there. Anything else, Ron?
Well, it seems that it's very, it's more than sad. I almost think it's blasphemous the way some of these supposed Christian churches treat Israel. Not that Israel is always great, but if they get conquered by the Arabs, they'll slaughter the Jews. And you're not talking about religious liberty. There's no liberty, religious liberty in these Arab states.
Yeah, that's right. There's only democracy in the Middle East is Israel. The only place you have freedom of religion is in Israel. And a lot of the guys that I baptized have been tortured. Some of them have been killed because they changed their religion from Islam to Christianity. There is no freedom.
And I think it's so difficult for the average American, even many listening to this program, to realize that as if you're a Palestinian, and of course you convert to Christianity, why they would torture you to death. I mean, so that these things don't happen as in a civilized society. But we're not living in a civilized society today. Ron, did you have anything else you'd like to bring out?
Well, just one other thing about this ISIS. A lot of the Christians that are being slaughtered by these ISIS types were members of churches that have existed for hundreds of years under caliphates in the Middle East. These guys are almost a demonic group, as far as I can see.
I think you're absolutely right. And, of course, as I suggest, people simply look up Aaron Klein, Aaron Klein, Aaron Klein, and Sydney, and ISIS. You'll find out that this whole thing is funded by the Central Intelligence Agency, creating the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming war in the Middle East. And the average American can't believe this is going on, but I really believe it is. Anything else, Ron, before we let you go?
Yes, sir. Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So, unfortunately, when we turn on the television and watch the, quote, news, unquote, really the disinformation, we are walking in the counsel of the ungodly.
I agree with you, Ron. That's right. And that's why I'm doing what I can. Get the truth out.
Amen. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment on this subject or what's going on over there in the Middle East, why, we'd love to hear from you, and there's nobody who's better able to answer your questions about what's going on in Israel than Cheryl Hancock. Well, basically, have any of your friends left Israel because of the threat of the missile attacks?
No, not Jews, not Arabs, not Christians. No, as a matter of fact, I know people that have gone over there, and people are wanting to rent my apartment while I'm gone. So I got to get back before it gets overtaken. No, I don't see anyone leaving at this point.
Laura, basically, is there growing anti-Semitism throughout the world? And is that anti-Semitism leading to an increased traveling and increased migration to Israel?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, in France, there are so many people immigrating to Israel, and it's all because of anti-Semitism. I got a report just last week that there was a young couple in New York walking down the street, and a group surrounded them. They had a flag from an Arab country, a Palestinian flag, and what they were doing was surrounding them, and they started making fun of them. Of course, they hit the lady with a bottle in the head and just began attacking them. And this is in New York. This is in America, the punch-out game or knockout game where they walk up to a Jew, and they just knock that person with one punch as hard as they can to see if they can knock out a Jew. That's happening in America. It's happening all over the world. They're trying to delegitimize Israel, and now the Jews are saying, Israel, stop fighting because we don't want to be attacked. Some of the Jews are saying that. Other Jews are just coming to Israel to join their Jewish people because they know they're not safe anywhere else. Though they're not even safe in Israel, but they're safer.
Well, now, basically, do we have any idea how many people are coming from France? And what about Germany? What about Greece? And what about suddenly other countries throughout the world? Are Jews from many countries, the United States, are going to Israel today?
Yeah, there's Jews coming, making aliyah, is what it's called, immigrating to Israel from all over the world. But right now they're focusing on the Americans because so many Americans are coming. And during the war, and of course, so many French are coming. And I had the number last month. I forgot how many came, but a lot more than Americans. The French people have come. Yes, Germans, and even Ukrainians. You know what's going on over there. Russia is attacking Ukraine, and now the Ukrainians are coming to Israel also. They want to immigrate there. They don't feel safe over in the Ukraine. So the Jewish kids came during the summer, and Israel gave them a program just to get them out of the war zone. And isn't that funny? That there's a war zone in Israel and a war zone in Ukraine, and the Ukrainians came to Israel so they could have a good, fun summer. So, yes, people are coming to Israel from all over the world. Just like the Bible says, I will bring them from the north, south, east, and west. And that's exactly what he's doing. That's exactly what God's doing. And they're watching the Bible come to pass. I have to tell you, this one lady, she was from Russia, and I was talking to her, and I said, did you know that you're a part of prophecy? And she looked at me like, I had a translator, of course. She looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, okay, read this. And I opened the Bible up, and she was reading about how the Lord's going to bring them from the north, south, east, and west, and how he's bringing them back to their land. She began crying. She didn't know she was a part of prophecy. It's happening now. So we're watching the prophecies happening that were written 3,000 years ago. We're watching them today come to pass. It's exciting. It's scary because we know what's going to be happening. You read the Bible, you'll know. But it's exciting, too, because we know where we're going.
Amen to that. Well, let's go quickly to Eric, who's calling us from Michigan. Eric, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. I've heard reports from investigative journalists regarding the fact that the three Israeli lads that were I guess, kidnapped and murdered, that there was a SOS phone call from one of them, and what they heard was some Jewish-speaking adults that were, yelling at the lad. And so I wanted to call her attention to a fellow by the name of Ari Ben Menashe, who was Yitzhak Shamir's special advisor. He was also a member of Israeli Special Intelligence Service, ISIS. And he wrote the book Prophets of War, describing how Israeli intelligence would recruit Egyptian citizens of Israeli descent to conduct terrorist attacks. So, I find it hard to believe that nobody is talking about that, and it's always Israel is acting in self-defense. And then there's another guy, Ilan Pop, one of Israel's most scholarly historians, who authored the book The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, and he documents that it's always been Israel engaged in the offensive attack.
All right. Let's ask Cheryl for her thoughts on that. Thank you for calling. What are your thoughts on what Jack was saying?
I was in Israel when the three kids got kidnapped. And yes, Arabs do speak Jew. They speak Hebrew because a lot of them live in Israel. A lot of them learn it in school. And a lot of my friends, they speak Hebrew. So just today, a report came out that they caught the guys who did it. And they were Hamas members. So if you go to Art Sheva, you'll see the report, and you'll see that three of them were involved in it. One guy owned the land where the kids were found. So all the other things that you're talking about, that's something I'd have to look into. No one's an angel, but I tell you what, when you get there and you start learning the facts, that's what you need to do. Go over there and learn the facts and find out what's going on instead of reading so much, and then you'll see for yourself what's happening.
And basically, Chris, anybody can write a book. The question is it true? We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 800-800-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America, out across the world, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and it's an expensive proposition to buy radio time on radio stations across America, and today you can hear us on AM stations, FM stations, shortwave. You can hear us certainly on the Internet. You can certainly hear us on satellite, and we hope that if you enjoy what we're doing in our efforts, that you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and it's as simple as calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And basically, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Why, you can get our books and DVDs and other items that we carry. You can get our health products. We carry a line of health products. And Barbara and I use many of them that we know they're top-notch. Put on one of the finest countries in the Sydney health product companies in the nation. But, of course, we do this because we need the funding. But we carry good products. And then, of course, we also carry soap products. And we carry gasoline products. We carry all sorts of products. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And look at the various items we carry. And if you can use them or utilize them, why give us a call? 1-800-544-8927. Because, quite frankly, we need your help so that we can continue doing the broadcasting and keeping people informed about what's really going on behind the scenes. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the media in America is rigidly controlled by six major corporations. And if you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you need to get it. That's The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We need your help to be able to maintain our network of radio stations. And believe me, at least some people are learning what's going on, and hopefully they're making preparations for the very, very difficult times that lie ahead. And then, of course, we do ask you to tell others about our radio program. And then, of course, we ask you to go to our website, radioliberty.com. At RadioLiberty.com, you can listen to our radio programs, you can watch our DVDs, you can read our newsletters going back 15 years or more. And, of course, we hope that you'll get other people reading them and trying to understand what is really taking place. Because most of what you will get from the media, most of what you learned in school, simply is not true. And a small little group of subversives controls both political parties in the United States and makes mockery of our electoral process. And we need your help so people will understand. People say, well, if they're as powerful as you say they are, why haven't they taken over? And the response is, they have taken over. They have taken over, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And the average American really doesn't understand. They never stop and ask why we have our troop station in 130 nations. Do you really think they're protecting America? Why do we have 800 to 1,000 military bases throughout the world? Are they really protecting America? And the answer is obviously no. But the average American is not to understand what is really taking place. And that's why I do what I do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to hear from you. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.